Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Casey, are you okay?
Did you tackle me?
No, I protected you.
By tackling me?
The phone device was gonna explode and... Wait, did you do this?
Did I do what?
Did you sabotage my invention?
What? No. Why would I do that?
You show up here at Holiday Corp out of nowhere.
I had a job interview.
You follow me up to my lab.
You asked me to help you.
You touch my stuff, you pry about personal things, and now suddenly everything I've been working on just blows up in my face.
My face too. Boy, you really are paranoid, Stretch.
Why shouldn't I be? You seem to know a lot about me and my family, but I don't know you. I don't know anything about you.
You're right. You don't. And I know your family has a lot of challenges, but you can trust me, Cyrus.
You know what? It's pretty hard to trust anything. Right now, my dad's in prison. Birdie and Mom are hovering, like...
Hoverboards?
I still can't reach Brinley's brothers. Some creep maybe tried to kill me. It's like... I can't get a handle on what's happening all around me.
That's a lot. But you can trust me. Let me prove it to you.
How?
What if I busted you out of this place?
This garbage bin is pretty disgusting.
You want space, right?
I want to figure out how to help Brinley.
And that's hard to do when your whole family is hovering.
Okay, yes.
You think you could walk out of Holiday Corp without your mom or sister being alerted?
There had to be a better way. I mean, if I had a hoverboard.
Didn't your mom say you broke your wrist trying to ride one?
Listen, that was not my fault. Hubby was trying to be funny, and...
Security guard up ahead.
That's Carl.
Stay down.
Hey there.
Oh, hi. I'm Casey Holiday, Dr. Anders' new assistant.
Holiday?
I'm just bringing Dr. Anders' lab trash out to the trash.
You know we have cleaning staff that does that, right?
I know, but I'm new and just want to make a good impression on the boss, you know?
Good for you, kid. Tell Dr. Ray I said hi.
Okay, we're in the clear.
Your last name is Holiday?
With two L's. Weird coincidence, right?
Yeah. Thanks for sneaking me out. Feels like it's been forever since I was outside.
Must be weird to not know what happened. How you ended up in that coma. Why you grew so fast.
Yeah. It's like I'm missing a piece of myself. Like, I can feel that stuff happened. Maybe a lot happened, but I can't remember what. I'm sure it's hard to understand.
Not really.
Listen, Casey, I really appreciate this.
What are you doing?
The Holiday Corp cars operate on facial recognition.
Please look directly into the sensors.
You don't even need keys?
Nope. Just smile for the camera and...
Access granted.
Guess I need to push the seat back.
Where are you going, Cyrus?
Visit someone I haven't seen in a while.
What should I tell your mom and Birdie when I see them?
Tell them I ordered you to help me out, and that I'll be back soon.
Brittany, are you sure you want to pursue this?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm always sure. If there's some kind of passageway to another dimension, and Cyrus came through it, I need to know.
Okay. So, where do we start?
With the last person to arrive at the school. My roomie.
Do you think she knows?
Do you think who knows what, Cybot?
Remy! Hi, you see... Well...
We were talking about you.
I know. I have excellent hearing. You three look like you've been investigating. How can I help?
Tell me your oldest memory, the very first thing you can recall.
Well, there are vague images. A tunnel? A teenage boy? But my first real memory, I guess, being pulled out of the water.
What? Like you were floating?
More like sinking? I remember being underwater in the dark, and then there was this roar and a bright light, and then there were hands pulling me up, swimming me to the surface. The next thing I knew, I was in the basement on a gurney and Dr. Solstice was there.
It's always that creepy basement. What did Dr. Solstice say to you?
She told me my name was Remy and that this was my home now.
What about your previous home?
I couldn't remember, and she said that sometimes the...
Electromagnetic currents around the school mess with your memory?
You too, huh? She said I would start remembering things eventually.
Yeah, sure you will.
You know, now that I think about it, it's kind of a weird story, right?
Kind of.
Kind of very.
Where are you going, Rumi?
We can't go hunting for a secret interdimensional passageway without a map, can we?
Mama?
Pen, why are you out of your room?
I wanted to talk to you about...
About those friends of yours? The ones you helped break into the security room?
I wanted to talk about the lockdown.
The lockdown continues. The headmaster made that very clear to me. Have you seen the weather reports?
No, I...
Back to your room, Pen. And don't forget to lock the door. Can't have you sleepwalking tonight. There's a storm brewing.
Yes, ma'am. Brenly? What are you doing in the bush?
I need your help.
We need your help.
I can't leave. I'm grounded.
I know, and this shouldn't take long, but... Wait, what was I saying?
Oh no, not now.
Huh?
You came here for a map? Because of what Remy said?
Who?
What's going on, Cybot?
Her memory is... spotty. She wants a map of the island. She thinks she's figured out how students arrive here. Remy remembers being underwater.
That sounds weird.
Okay, this is probably a very bad idea, but...
You're coming outside. Whoever you are?
I'm Pen, and yes, follow me.
Should we follow?
Why not?
I think it's... Yes, it's this tree.
Why are you pulling on that branch?
Because it's not a branch, and this isn't really a tree.
The tree was covering.
I believe they call it a lift.
A hidden elevator going down?
What is this?
Welcome to the real Elixir Academy.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination. Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Green Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.